I'm Helen Jacobs, and I'm on a mission to reconnect you with your true self so you have a soul-aligned, purpose-fueled life. On the Guided Collective podcast, we explore higher and inner guidance that reconnects us to our unique soul gifts, our path, and purpose. Subscribe now so you never miss another episode. Well, if you're listening in real time, you are tuning into the energy forecast for the week ahead. But you may have intuitively connected with today's episode, in which case, please know that this is a message from Spirit for you, exactly where you are, and at whatever time you are connecting with this episode. The energy at play this week is connected with the Path and Purpose card. This is really about prompting us to see a new way forward and to see a new pathway. And if you are listening in real time, it does bring a sense of relief and that there is finally some sort of movement and a shifting in our understanding. So that shift could be in terms of our inner pathway and our inner sense of purpose. And so that could be our life's purpose or our soul's purpose. But we may also start to see a little bit of movement in our outer pathway. So think about the choices and decisions and actions that you're taking in this very 3D, very tangible, human, physical world. That is what I see as our outer path. So this could be a time where there are announcements or ideas and news, some sort of new beginning that is like a shining, maybe dangling carrot or some sort of fantastical thing on the horizon. It may not necessarily be starting just yet or gaining traction, but there's certainly a hint of something new at this time. There is a new path that is opening up for many of us, but this week brings just a hint of it or just a sense of it rather than perhaps being off and running just yet. Now, for the greater part of 2023, many of us have felt like we aren't gaining traction or feeling like things just aren't taking off in our outer world or in that outer pathway. And I guess it's felt like it hasn't really been taking off in the way that our mind or our ego has wanted it to be happening. And so we may actually start to see that change this week. And I, for one, would welcome that. Now, in order to see this new pathway opening up to us or to see this new way forward, we may have had to change our perspective, or perhaps the universe is going to take care of that for us this week. And it is linked back to the idea of news or opportunities, or that something is coming up somewhat like a signpost. And actually, the clairvoyant image that I have is like a little wooden signpost with an arrow pointing us saying, go this way, turn this way. I would highly recommend that you really think about the difference between an inner pathway and an outer pathway. Knowing that the work that we do internally really greatly sets us up for the opportunities, the direction, the pivot points that we receive in our outer world. They are directly related. And I have written about this in my books and I have spoken about it on the podcast before, this idea that our internal state and the vibration of our inner world act as a magnet just as much as it may act as a repellent. The set point of our vibration will attract or match to us in the world around us the people, the places, the opportunities that are a match to what that vibration is internally. So if we want to change the pathway in the outer world, it's actually an inside job. Something I touched on earlier, and I've also written about and spoken about before, is the difference between our life purpose and our soul's purpose. So we are in a time where we're being asked to consider or to see this new opportunity in our path and purpose. We may see it come up in terms of our life's purpose, or we may see it in connection with our soul's purpose. The way that our soul is channeling that purpose or its lessons in this particular lifetime. So we may see that there is some sort of evolution in our work or our relationships this week. And if you are listening to this in real time or right throughout this month, we also have a reference to soulmates. So you can go back and listen to that episode on the podcast. It is the August 2023 energy forecast where we're being asked to really explore our soulmates. So you can go back and listen to that. But as this week's energy unfolds, we may be starting to get a better understanding of the importance or the connection of our soulmates along our path and connected to our purpose. And there's a greater sense of soulmates and our relationships this week in connection to the Path and Purpose card. We can't really have one without the other. So now I would like to share with you the affirmation that accompanies the Path and Purpose card in the reference book in the Little Sage Oracle card deck, which I use for these forecasts. Now, the affirmation is this: I trust my life's path and purpose is unfolding just as it should. I trust my guidance to lead me along my path. Remembering, of course, that it is your path and that your path is going to look and feel and be timed very differently to anyone else's path. There is an element of divine timing at play here. It is not by chance that whatever the news or opportunity or whatever pathway is opening up to us is happening now. And equally, this may be a time where a particular pathway is ending or closing. The imagery of this card, the Path and Purpose card, is a woman standing at a fork in the road. And I think that's a really apt image for the energy that is at play at this time. So for some of us, it may have felt like we've been standing still for a little while or contemplating the options in front of us and not knowing which pathway to take, or perhaps not even seeing a pathway forward. For some of us, it may have felt like we're standing still, like we're waiting for another option, or trying to make sense of which pathway is the better choice or which pathway is actually going to open up to us. So the good news is that this week, with this energy, some of those answers are now here. So you can work with that affirmation if it's useful for you. I'll repeat it to you again. I kind of went off on a tangent there. So the affirmation is this: I trust my life's path and purpose is unfolding just as it should. I trust my guidance to lead me along my path. So as well as the affirmation, I would like to share with you a few supports and suggestions, some tools and resources that could be useful for you while you are navigating this kind of energy. The most obvious one is that you can book a Path and Purpose session with me, where we get to spend an hour together online and we will deep dive into your unique path, your unique purpose, your soul purpose, your life purpose, and really understand what your inner journey will look like in order to influence your outer journey. So if that's of interest, you can find that on my website, which is helenjacobs.co. But I also mentioned earlier this consideration of your inner path and your outer path. So in terms of supporting your inner pathway, I invite you to really think about whether you are clearing, healing, restoring, or manifesting. Now, these are phases along what I call the guidance cycle. So, and again, you can read about that in my books or I've shared it on the podcast before. It's about really considering what your own guidance at this time is asking you to focus on. So is your guidance actually leading you through a clearing, a healing, a restoring, or manifesting? You can also be thinking about whether you're at a point in your journey where you're being asked to let go, release. Perhaps there are people or places or ideas or beliefs that may need to be let go of or to be reframed. So that would be like the clearing and the healing phases. But maybe you are in more of a restorative phase where you're actually being guided to rebuild and recharge, typically as a result of having already done that clearing and healing work. For some of us, we may be in a stage of manifesting, and this is that probably more exciting phase where we are creating something new and starting to feel like life is serving you up those opportunities and perhaps the pathway is opening up. But it will be in response to the clearing and the healing and the restoring that has already happened. And to tell you the truth, it actually feels like for the collective, we are moving to that manifesting phase. But of course, we can each individually be at a different phase in that process. And just to, you know, complicate matters even more, each of us can be at multiple phases in different areas of our life. We could be manifesting in our work, but clearing and healing in our relationships. So just take a bit of time to really think about how that applies for you and what that has to do with your inner path and how it may be affecting your outer path. In terms of supporting your outer path, do keep your eyes and ears and hearts and minds open. Do look for the signs or the signposts, the choices, the decisions, the opportunities, the news that is likely to turn up this week. And in order to really take advantage of them, we have to be able to see them to begin with. So make sure that you are primed and ready. I would be on the lookout for news via, you know, email, text, whatever, but it may also be that there is something or someone from the past that revisits an old idea or comes to you with some sort of advancement. It could also be that there is some other opportunity, as I said earlier, that's closing, a project is ending, or someone out of seemingly nowhere puts a stop to some sort of activity. These things are likely to come up this week. It could be proactive or we may have to be reactive, but we are certainly being asked to trust it as it's going to allow this new path and a new iteration or evolution of our unique purpose to unfold. So if you aren't yet seeing the outer world opportunities, please know that you simply need to come back to your inner pathway, that inner journey that I spoke of, because the inner work is going to change your frequency. And when your frequency or vibration changes, you are going to be able to attract to you those opportunities or solutions that are a match for who you now are. So some interesting energy for the week ahead. I hope you enjoy it. Of course, if you've picked this up at some other time, not specifically for this week that I am talking about, please know that the message is here about your path and purpose. And I hope that you have heard exactly what you needed at this point in time. Want more? Visit helenjacobs.co for my books, tools, courses, and events, or to work privately with me for your own personalized guidance.